We cannot.
No.
Okay.
No. But we can hear you.
Okay, that's fine.
And
Okay.
you can hear us, right? So we're good.
I hear you, and I'm going to say this meeting is being recorded. Okay.
All right. Good.
All right, Pam, you can go ahead and start to read the script.
All right. Good evening, everybody. I am calling this Bay State Road, Back Bay West Area Architectural Conservation District Commission public meeting to order at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, or I should say at 5:20, at 5:10 on Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the March 29, 2023 legislation extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2025. We are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bbwcdc@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
All right, and I will note we do have Allison Poulton is here, who is a member of the press. Allison, do you want to introduce yourself?
On mute.
She may just be listening. So we'll just make a note that Allison Poulton is here from the Fenway
News.
News.
Yep. Oh, she has her hand up, so maybe she can't unmute. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
hi everyone. Yeah, I couldn't unmute before. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here listening.
Great.
All right. Well, we have a short agenda. We only have one administrative review approval application, and that is application 24.0859. BSR, the Bowker Overpass at State West. And this is a large project, but remarkably, it'll have very little impact on the district in terms of where the boundary falls and where the project falls. So most of the project that we are concerned with or will impact the Back Bay West Bay State Road is really this area along
Right.
Earl's Gate West and Newberry Street.
Right.
And it's only sidewalk and crosswalk, small alterations. Everything will be in kind, and granite curbs will be replaced in kind. So that's why it's an administrative review application. This project I mentioned, it is large. It also brushes the Back Bay Architectural Commission's boundary on the east side on Charles Gate East,
right,
but it has very little impact on our district. So staff recommendation is to approve as submitted, and again it's an admin item.
Yeah, and will you follow this, Joe, as it goes through the process?
Yes, and should there be any changes, they will need to come back to staff, and staff will decide whether or not they need to submit a new design review application or an amendment.
And full disclosure, I'm one of the co-founders of the Charles Gate Alliance who advanced this petition. So if you have any questions as it goes forward, let me know. But who actually made the application? Was it DCR?
No, it was, I believe it was the State Transportation.
Oh, DOT. Okay, good. Good to know.
Yeah, I had met with them, and they walked me through the whole
field engineering
because
and all of them.
Yeah, because it could also impact the Commonwealth Avenue Mall and the Back Bay Fens. But again, it's you know, for the size of the project, it's the actual impact it has on any of the districts or the landmarks is very limited.
Right. Allison, did you want to ask a question before I ask?
Yes, sure. Is this a good time to ask a couple questions? Or
sure.
Okay, because I actually haven't seen this presentation before. I missed all those big public meetings. Joe, do you have the name of the person who did the application, who submitted it from MassDOT?
I can get that to you. I'm sorry, I don't have it on. I don't have it with me. My
building
had a fire alarm, and I'm just out in the lobby now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, but I can certainly send it to you.
If you look on the DOT website or Mass Department, you know, Massachusetts website, and you look under the Department of Transportation, this project actually has a number, and all the details are registered there. So I believe all the names of all of the people at the DOT are as part of the presentation. Yep.
A second question, just wondering how many trees are coming down as a related to this, and whether the commission would be involved with reviewing that.
We don't review trees in the Back Bay West, Back Bay State Road. We do in Back Bay, but I believe there are no trees related or proposed tree removal in the Back Bay District as part of this project.
Right, there are none.
Okay, so Pam,
it's mostly roadway, and it's mostly over the turnpike. So
the bridge, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so it sounds like if I have more questions, I should go to you too, Pam.
I'm happy to do it, and Parker also. Do you know what I mean? Who I know you're in touch with on a lot of different things. So happy to do that. And Joe, same thing. If you have any issues, but this is going to be a major.
It's going to be a great improvement.
We're going to daylight the river here. It's going to be a parkland underneath. I mean, people, it's just going to be so much prettier, so much better, and better bike and pedestrian connections. And
huge project.
Yeah. It's got a lot of good things to it, you know. Rule, have you seen it before? If not, I mean, I can direct you to where you can find more stuff.
Yes, I have.
Good.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is. You know.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? We're really. Yeah,
it's going to take several years before it's completed, but it will be a great improvement.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It'll restore some of that beautiful parkland, huh?
When does it?
It goes. Supposedly, it gets advertised for bids in the fall, and construction starts in the spring.
Of 25.
If all goes according to plan, yes.
In about 3 years out?
They think it's 2 years to completion, and then they'll start the next phase, which all of this is carefully lined up so that it connects with the next phase of this project, which takes you out to the Esplanade, which is really amazing. Okay. So basically, you'll walk out your door, Terry, cross the street, and you'll be in the Esplanade in a half a block. So it's awesome. And Rule, if you walk to the end of Bay State Road where you are, you'll be in the Esplanade when this is completed. You know?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. It's very exciting.
Well, we should both live long enough to get there, huh?
Exactly.
we'll have a party when it's
start.
Over.
I mean, if we don't start, we're never going to get there, right?
Exactly. It's like the lottery. If you don't.
Right. You can't win if you don't play. You know.
You can't win if you play either. I tried that.
Believe me, I appreciate that. So, Rule, do we then need to do anything but, because it's administrative, are you just going to take it under your wing and follow it through?
Yeah, well, someone will need to make a motion to approve, and then a second, and then a vote.
Okay. T?
I make a motion to approve as presented, and second it, Pam?
Yep, I'll be able to second it. And all of us in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good.
Good.
Great, thank you.
And then we need to do the minutes, right, Joe?
Yeah. I can't believe June was our last hearing, so.
I know, it's insane.
Yes.
I know.
Yep.
Time has gone, like, this whole year, I don't even
June. Know what happened. June 13th, I can't believe it, right?
I know.
Yep, almost a year.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep. So does anybody have any comments or questions about the minutes? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve them.
I second the motion.
Rule, you want to make the motion, T? You want to second it?
Yeah. I'll make a motion to second that.
All right, perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, good. Anything else, Joe, that we need to do this evening?
No, just that you should be hearing from the city clerk, if you haven't yet, about getting sworn in, and then will need to do your conflict of interest training. So
right. Right.
The city clerk
we're all scheduled for the swearing in on the 22nd. Pam and I are going to
Yeah.
Yep. Walk around together.
And then they'll sign us up, or they'll give us the package, right? So that we do.
They should give, yeah, it's online, so they should give you the link for that. And then there's a certificate that, you know, if you could send to me and the clerk, that would be great, just so I have a record of it.
Happy to do it.
Once we do it, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Okay, because I'm getting sworn in. I got my appointment on Thursday.
Oh, good.
Oh, great. Good. Good. Well, thank you. Thank you for, you know, taking the time to be part of that city council hearing. I appreciate, I know that was a long couple of hours, but thank you. It was very appreciated.
Oh, don't be silly. It was worth doing, really. And it was nice to see some of the other commissioners from all the other districts. I mean, really, really interesting, you know, and hear what they had to say, because we don't really interact all that much.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Remember when we had that lovely party a few years back at Emerson? Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
When Lee Pelton was still there?
Yeah. Yeah. It was nice.
That was a fun night. Everything was either before COVID or after COVID.
Yeah.
Or AC now, right?
Yeah. BC or AC.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well,
but those are all my comments.
All right. Well, this is wonderful. And thank you. And Allison.
All right. Good to see you, Joe and Rule. See you. I see Pam all the time. Thank God.
I know. And Rule, stay well. Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Out of a funeral service. I'm sorry about that. But thank
you. No problem.
Stay well.
All right. Someone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
And I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Have a lovely evening, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thank you. All right. You
thanks,
too. Pam.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank
you. Bye-bye now.
Bye now. Bye, Terry. Bye.